This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It is time for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Some people will consider this insider trading. They'll challenge the reasoning behind this award. But I can assure you, our attorneys at Madoff and Bankman Fried did not perpetrate a fraud on the American people. Jenny Fallah deserves the game ball. She was on the show this past Wednesday as we got some rough economic numbers about inflation. She came on and shared some of the survival tips we used to get through a rather rough economy at a very rough time in our lives when I was driving a cab and she was a nanny and we were working about 71 other side jobs to get by. And certainly there's a lesson or two there in perseverance, but I think what you'll, you know, understand the most, and one of the reasons I wanted to showcase her on this issue so bad, is we have a genuine connection to what people are going through in this country, unlike the dirtbags in Washington doing it to you. So without further ado, a well-deserved, I say, game ball presentation to Jenny Fallah. Joining us now in studio, a two-time winner of the Yellow Jacket on Fox News Saturday night. And that contest completely above board, despite the protest of Kevin Walling.
That's true.
Jenny Fallah, you would say you earned that jacket.
I did.
You beat Walling fair and square.
Well, we tied, technically.
Did you, though?
Yeah, it said it on the screen at the bottom.
But the arbitrary nature of the Yellow Jacket is that the game counts towards overall points.
Okay.
In addition to your overall performance.
Okay.
And the fact that you sat there and were relentlessly hit on by a gay man, a man who's he's married. He just got married a month ago. He married a man. He's clearly conflicted in this moment. Now he loves his husband, Alex. But Kevin Walling was a big fan of yours. Did he get handsy under the table? I couldn't see.
No, stop.
Be honest. I kid. Jenny Fallah in studio. She's got a handprint on her right butt cheek. And I can assure you it's not mine. We're married 20 years.
Nope.
I ain't going near you. I kid. I love you, Jenny. Great to see you. So the conversation I've been having with our listener today is about inflation, because we just got the new inflation numbers this month. The core price index is rose by about 3.4%. So when we talk about the core price index, obviously we're talking about things you buy at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, and gas and things in between. Mm-hmm. And I bring you on to talk about this issue because I think more than anything, prices and finance have been the biggest challenge we've faced.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from the fact that you don't see me as a human, I'm just a piece of meat.
That's true.
Jenny. I've got feelings. I've got opinions. You should listen to me from time to time.
Just can't help myself.
Stop undressing me with your eyes. Actually, stop dressing me with your eyes.
Michael, how about you put on this coat?
She keeps dressing me. Jenny, it's 70 degrees out.
I look like an Eskimo.
I've got a scarf on. Anyway, but when it comes to this, I mean, the first leg of this is that I like to remind the listeners that we have been on the absolute worst end of this.
Oh, my goodness. Like, the jobs we've done. Like,
oh, no.
I mean, just like, you know, like, we both have jobs, but then, like, I'd always have, like, a secondary side gig. You were always working multiple jobs, mm-hmm. you know. There was always something extra beyond, like, our main job.
Do you realize, like, probably, like, during the first 5 years of our life, not probably more than that, for the first 5 years of Lincoln's life, at least, when we were in the home we rented, I was coming home from the city at something like 10 or 11 at night, having done, like, two or three things. Driven a cab, done stand-up.
Written,
worked on some writing project.
Somebody, yep.
And you would be home from nannying, but be making a cake for someone or doing some type of furniture work.
Up till 2 a.m. trying to finish a cake.
Seriously, 2 or 3 a.m. and then waking up at 7 a.m. And like, that was our life for a long time.
It was.
And you'd think like getting your own TV show and radio show would improve my hours. Yeah. No, no, as it turns out, as it turns out, no. It's crazier than ever. But now there's like planes involved and they serve you alcohol on them. I'm not complaining. This is not a cry for help. But it is a reminder to everybody listening that you do persist through this stuff. But I feel a special frustration for people right now, because what's going on is like the problems, okay, we faced. Mm-hmm. We're just, you know, we're starting a family.
Yep.
You know, we didn't have a hell of a whole lot of money, but we, you know, knew what we wanted to do and we were willing to work for it. But we weren't doing it in the face of like a 40-year high in inflation.
No, no.
Like, I truly feel for people right now because you know this when you go to the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness.
We're shocked by what we're paying.
Shocked for like what you pay for what you're getting.
Yeah.
Like, it is insane. Like, portions are smaller. Yeah. Everything is so much more money.
Shrinkflation.
Yeah, yeah,
which,
yeah.
Which, for those of you not, shrinkflation is the Wonder Bra of potato chips. The bag makes you think you got a lot more chips, and then you take off that Wonder Bra, and you're like, hey, where'd all the chips go?
All
it's all air. They're stuffing the bras. But the point is, you know, when I see that, obviously, I feel for people greatly, and it's something that I've noticed in every sector of my life, and now gas is going back up, too. Mm. And what drives me crazy, and this is, you know, something I wanted to speak to you about, is that, you know, in politics, you kind of have to be indifferent to the damage you're doing. Because part of getting elected is convincing people this is going well and I know what I'm doing.
Right. You would almost have to be.
Yeah. But is there anything more inflammatory? As you and I both know, you go to a cash register, you're paying more.
Yeah.
Is there anything more inflammatory than a White House telling people, no, the economy's good, it's just the messaging's bad.
Like, that's insane. Like, I want to know where they're shopping. Like, yeah. I want to actually see receipts.
Well, they're not.
You know,
that's
like,
the whole,
like, I want to see receipts. I know. Literally, I want to see receipts.
They're not shopping.
They're so out. Yeah,
yeah. You're living in a White House. People are buying your groceries.
Exactly.
Because again, when you say the messaging, it's not the messaging people get on CNN, MSNBC, or even Fox News. It's the messaging you get in your bank account.
Right.
It's the messaging.
Right.
You
don't need anybody to tell you.
Yeah.
You see it yourself.
We don't have a messaging problem. We have a cash register problem.
You know, I hate the term gaslighting, but this is gaslighting at its finest.
And
like, you're just trying to tell somebody, no. You don't know what you're talking about. No, it's better.
And gaslighting is up 40 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Expensive gaslighting, which is what's going on. Jenny Fail is in studio. We're having a little grown-up chat about inflation. So the number is, and this is what's crazy, the core price index is up in the last 3 months 4%. 4%, higher than any rate since the 90s, okay?
Wow.
Which is a long time.
Right.
So the one thing I wanted to talk to you about was our survival skills and ways we could kind of help people save money.
Mm-hmm.
I think first and foremost, the big one is meal prep because cooking saves you so much money on groceries.
That's a big deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meal prep, there's so many resources right now, and I use them at the same time too, like Pinterest and different things like that, where you can even get with your friends and you all purchase, you know, like so many pounds of chicken, so many pounds of this, and you can make ahead like freezer meals, like for crock pots or whatever. But when you buy it in bulk like that, it's cheaper. But sometimes, like if you're buying it yourself in bulk, that's a lot of money to put out like right at once.
Up front.
But if you get a couple friends together and you do it, you make it like a thing and you know, swap different recipes. I mean, that's definitely a way to cut down costs.
Yeah, it matters. You know, I mean, I don't know that they all have newborns, but we were flat out cloth diapering our child.
Cloth diapering. I made his food. Yeah.
I don't remember that part. You made his food.
I made his baby food. Are you kidding?
I wasn't home.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. I didn't formally introduce myself till he was seven.
I mean, I nursed him in the beginning, which helped.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely with a cost. But no, when he started having baby food, I mean, I would supplement. I wouldn't exclusively make all of his baby food, but I made a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. You made
the sweet potatoes. Like,
I remember the sweet potatoes.
He loved the sweet potatoes so much that he turned orange. Like, his skin had turned orange a little bit, but the pediatrician was like, no, no. She's like, are you feeding him carrots or are you feeding him sweet potatoes? Because it'll happen. It's fine.
That is funny. And it was good because he's like 7'3".
Yeah, I guess it worked.
So you made a good batch. That is funny. You know, I think the other thing for a lot of people, and this might be, you know, it's about efficiency. And I think, you know, when you think about like running errands, when you think about places you got to go, I always tell people to plan their days more concisely.
Yeah.
You know, because it'll, you know, maybe cut down on fuel use.
Right.
And it sucks to be thinking in those terms.
Right.
But the point is, you can make your life easier. You know, you can, you know, we always say like life is a series of baton passes.
Yeah.
Where a younger you passes the baton to a slightly older you who passes the baton to a slightly older you. If you make these smart decisions now, you'll be better off down the road.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing people need to realize in this moment is you can help yourself. You know, the government's not gonna.
Right.
Government is not helping.
Right.
Prices aren't coming down between now and election day. Like when they're flat out telling you, oh, it's good and you know it's bad.
Right.
These are not people in the business of helping you.
No.
It's an election year. They're in the election business.
Right.
And that's just the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think people need to do more in this moment than ever is be proactive in thinking of terms, ways they can help themselves. Because even to the unemployment situation, Okay. The White House keeps bragging about unemployment numbers. But as we learned in this latest batch of unemployment numbers, okay, every single job added either went to a foreign-born migrant or was part-time. We did not add full-time work for American citizens in the last 3 months.
Wow.
Okay, we've seen 2.5 million jobs get cut.
Yeah.
Yet again, they'll get on TV and be like, it's going great.
Right.
What we're trying to say, folks, is if you don't love yourself, nobody's gonna. Nobody is gonna love yourself. Next survival segment we've got to get into. Our dog is on Fox News Saturday night this weekend. Folks, the dog whisperer is gonna be on the show.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, some people would argue that I've booked two dogs in a row.
Hey.
I was talking about Corinne. Wow, Jenny.
You were not. I saw that look.
Shots fired. Lincoln would have fist bumped me
for
that
joke. Yeah, he would have.
Lincoln
would have
loved that. But our dog is gonna be on with the dog whisperer Saturday night. Something I was told is that they don't actually train the dogs, they train the people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they say, like, most of the things the dog is doing is a result of what the people does.
Right.
So does that mean you and I are about to get a beat down on national television?
Well, no, I'm going to be behind the scenes. It's you. I'm avoiding hair and makeup so that no one puts me in front of a camera.
So you're saying I got to take the beat down?
Yes, you do. No, they just tell you because you want it to be sustainable. I mean, he's not a magician.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how to read your dog. I used to watch the show, but you need to carry on those lessons. So they're training you to be able to continue the lessons.
Okay. So it's kind of like, it's like half a human intervention.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Yeah, yeah.
How do you think the pup's going to do?
I don't know. I mean, he's a sweet guy, but I mean, he's never like been live on TV before.
He's never
like,
on TV. Does the dog get hair and makeup?
I was thinking that. Like, I give him a bath. Uh-huh. Like, I did that part here. But
like, tease his hair a little bit, give him a little something.
I don't know.
Because that might bother him.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. What we're going to do with him is we're going to put him on the desk on the show.
On the top of it?
Yeah, which I was like, that might freak him out, make him think he's going to the vet.
Yeah.
But because we're training him about relaxing going to the vet, that might
know.
Be
how he might be slippery. He might try to jump off.
I know. I thought about that. But I think
he's
if I'm there petting
big.
Him, I
he's
know.
He's too big for that.
But the issue we have is lighting. You can only stage him in certain parts of the studio because if he moves, he won't be lit. TV, Jenny.
Good thing I'm here. I'm like the PETA person.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
They always put on the set of like a movie with an animal in it.
Well,
like,
I was told you just punch the snot out of him in commercial breaks.
That's why I'm here, guys. That's why I'm here.
Jenny's the dog wrangler.
Yep.
You're going to make sure he's safe.
Yep.
So your prediction is you don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. I think it's going to be funny. I think the thing I'm most excited about is just bringing the dog to work,
you know,
on Thursday and Friday and Saturday,
because
we do that
halls.
Pre-show interview Thursday. Friday we'll have the thing. And then so Saturday night, think of it this way. Okay. You and me are going to be down in Huntsville.
Huntsville. Mm-hmm.
We've got the Daniel family
mm-hmm.
and the dog they've named after our son,
mm-hmm.
which is hilarious.
I love it.
I'm really excited to meet this dog.
Yeah.
His name is Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny?
It's so cute.
And then Trucker Michael swears he's bringing his wife.
Yeah.
Listen, I have no idea how to feel about this because you know we're both very pro-Michael on this show.
Yep.
The listeners love Michael. Like, he gets brought up in other Q&As.
Totally, totally.
People want to know, like, who's Michael and what's going on and all of that stuff.
Yep.
So that'll be exciting. Like, mm-hmm. this is kind of, it's kind of a cool weekend.
I'm excited for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we have arrived at this junction after, you know, 10 years of really being punched in the nuts in life when we talk about the economy and inflation and everything out there. So everybody listening, just don't be beaten down, okay? Because as hard as this feels, you know, you too can persevere to a point where you've recognized some type of ridiculous dream in life, as mm-hmm. we have, okay? And make it no mistake about it. Like, Jenny and I are there. We almost have enough money to separate. Okay, we're like, couple more of these tour dates.
Almost, man.
Couple more of these tour dates. We won't have to fake any slip and falls at Fox. We'll just flat out do it on our own merit. I kid.
You're stuck. Sorry.
Jenny Failer, we love you, babe. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. We are right back here on Monday, ready to do the dang thing. If you're anywhere near TV tonight, be sure to watch Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failer at 10 p.m. on the East Coast. If you miss it, you can make it up to me and watch it at 5 p.m. Sunday.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.